Thank you, guys.
Luis, the podium is yours.
Wow. First of all, I want to say thank you, Brody, for those kind words. It describes me really well. Thank you. This is very exciting, guys. This is a very exciting day for me. This is a dream come true for me to become the New York Mets manager. That was my dream. Standing here in front of you, I can share it right now. This is a very exciting day in my career. I want to start off by saying thank you. I want to thank God for this great blessing. First of all, always I give the glory to God. Second, I want to thank ownership, Jeff Wilpon, Fred Wilpon, Saul Katz. Thank you for this opportunity, this great opportunity. I want to thank Brody and the front office. Thank you for believing in me. I will lead this team into success. I will lead this team into success. Thank you. I want to pass on to my family. Well, I have a couple here attending us. My beautiful wife, Laura. Thank you. Thank you for riding along this journey. It's been a great journey. It's been a tough road, but you've been there. You've been there to support me. Gracias. Gracias, mamá. Gracias por acompañarme siempre. Te quiero. To my son, little Louis, who's got the best smile in the world, and is the number one Mets fan in the world, too. Thank you. Thank you for riding along as well. To my brothers and my sisters who gave me support throughout this journey. Felipe Jose, my brother, who's here present. Thank you for setting an example. You always set an example to me. Thank you. To my brother Moises, who's not here. Couldn't make it, but you were very impactful in my career. Our discussions led to great ideas. That's helped me a lot throughout my career. Thank you very much, Moises. I want to pass to my mentors, too, that helped me out from the beginning of my coaching career. I don't want to leave anyone out. Ismael Cruz, Pablo Cruz, Rafael Perez, that's here. Bobby Floyd, Tom McCraw, and all the coaching staff that I had throughout my career, that we share many emotions and stories that's led to here, to where I am right now. I want to say thank you also to my great country, the Dominican Republic, who's been so great, who's been so supportive all the time. It's my pleasure always. I'm very proud to represent my country wherever I go. I've got a million texts in the last couple of days. I haven't been able to answer, but I promise you, it's been a little busy the last couple of days. I will answer those texts. I will answer those calls. I have two more special thank yous. And the first one's going to go to my mother, who's here. I want to say thank you for raising us right, for teaching us what was right and wrong since early. Gracias. Gracias, mami, por enseñarnos a hacer lo correcto siempre y enseñarnos lo que es bueno y lo que era malo. Gracias. And last but not least, I want to thank my father, who taught me the game of baseball. Who taught me the game of baseball and life and helped me balance that throughout this journey. He was my example to follow the whole time. Still will be. All the teaching, all the lessons that I got from him, it's helped me a lot throughout this journey. I want to say thank you to him. With that being said, I want to share this moment with you guys, how excited I am to be named the New York Mets manager. This is a dream come true. The Mets are my family. The Mets are my baseball family. I started in 2006 in the Dominican Academy, and immediately I fell in love with the Mets. How detailed everything was done. How much importance we were paying to our players. He really caught my attention. I knew I was going to develop as a coach and as a mentor in this organization. Moving up through the ladder, as a coach and as a manager, he taught me right away the Mets way. He taught me the Mets way to win games. I was able to make great relationship with my fellow coaches, and I was able to make great relationship with the players. It took me to last year, 2019, which was a great experience to get me ready to fulfill this position right now. I saw what this team can do. I want to lead them to win. We had a great second half last year, and I want continuity. I want that to be transferred into spring training when we break ground. We have a great coaching staff. I rely on them on helping me. Our coaching staff has got great experience. He's got a great repertoire, and I rely on them and their collaboration towards getting the guys ready towards this season. We are going to be prepared to compete. We're going to have some values to follow. That me knowing the guys and the guys knowing me back as well will understand perfectly. I know it will be no problem. This is a family. We're going to be really good at communication. We're going to be really good trusting each other. And last but not least, we're going to have accountability with each other. That accountability is going to be also with our fan base that likes to win, and we understand it, and that accountability is going to be with the press as well. I'm looking forward to this season, and I feel like the most lucky person in the world right now as the manager of the New York Mets, and I'm very confident that I'm going to lead the way for this team to win and be successful. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.